Hello all, Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. This week, Group Talk received several requests for this next topic of discussion. We were asked, when is suicide an option? I must say that my callers were between the ages of 19 and 45, and they expressed the trials and tribulations that they are currently addressing or dealing with. We have been discussing and exploring various topics that can be helpful in providing priority, self-importance, just our views about the world and our current living situation. We've talked about the differences between healthy and unhealthy expectations that most of us agreed over years turn into premeditated resentments, anger, deep, deep disappointments. We've talked about how to get back to loving ourselves enough to change, take risk, participate more in our life. We talked about being aware of whether or not we are preparing ourselves for the goals that we've set for ourselves, and whether or not the expectations, or I should say, the irrational demands that we make on ourselves, which at times we don't have the energy to meet, therefore someone else would probably struggle with it as well. Irrational demands that we make on ourselves leaves us feeling vulnerable. We display and practice low frustration tolerance for the smallest of things. I often ponder that question, and I'm not sure if it's because of my age, but one of the things that keep me standing, holding on, oh, and trust me, there's some days that my hands are slipping from the rope that I hold on to, more so than I'd like to admit. And I know for me, it is about having a priority. Being relevant in the world, not just to a person or persons. Someone recently asked, how do you keep it together? And my answer is always mostly the same, one day at a time. I just do it one day at a time, one problem at a time, one circumstance at a time, one day at a time. Because I know for me, if I think forward too much, I create a sadness inside of me, a fear inside of me. So I practice remaining mindful of where I'm stepping, what I'm thinking, what I'm holding on to that is of little use to me in the moment. It may have meant a great deal to me in the past, but in my present moment, it does not. We've talked about the importance of being willing to forgive. And I'm not talking about forgiveness of others. I'm talking about forgiving ourselves for beating ourselves over the head with negative connotations, negative self-talk, holding on to the world's woes or our closest friends and families and children, holding on to what we cannot change or control. We've talked about having a priority in our life, a goal in our life. For me, each day that I get up, and I know we all have them, you know, positive affirmations hanging on our walls that we read and we try to absorb so that we are armored up when we go out into the world. And more times than I like to agree to or admit, that armor is not as tough as I need it to be. We've talked about self-care resistance, bargaining, you know, sort of like, I know that I will be okay if I could just, I know that things will turn out all right if they just, if those things are in place, I know that I'll be all right. Those irrational demands. We talked about and allowing paralyzing fear because of past experiences to interrupt, interfere, and for some of us, stop us in our tracks from taking that leap of faith. And I must say that I'm not so great in that area. It's like I got bit by that snake. I'm not going to go pick up another snake because I believe it will bite me. After all, that's what snakes do. But I try not to allow it to stop me from being of assistance to the wounded snake. The goal is that I learn to keep my distance, handle the snake with caution. We've talked about how to reduce the stress in our life. We've talked about how do I live in the one day at a time and not allow yesterday's mistakes, yesterday's trauma, yesterday's mishaps to interfere with this new day that I awake to. It's amazing that we now have opportunity to talk to each other, soothe each other. And when I say that, I go back to those folks whom, without their endurance, there would be no us. When I am reminded and allow myself to be reminded of the night terror, the horror of my history, and not just African American history, I talk about all races. We look back in our histories, we look back at some of the things that have been said and done, and we hear it, but I don't know if we're listening to it. We've had so many examples placed before us in our life. But I tell you, life can throw some hard balls. I can't tell you how many times that I've felt the ball hit me upside the head, front, back, side, atop. I want to speak clearly when I say just one more try. Each day that we wake up with a gift to do it differently, to think it differently. We wake up one more day to see the sunshine, to see the moon rise, the rains that fall upon the earth. We are given another chance to make our dedication to the world. And I think that's kind of what I meant when I said it's probably my age, because I remember 19 to 45. I remember it. I just don't relive it. I can talk about it, but I don't hold on to it. That comes with practice over years. Because I personally have hit some bottoms in my life where, if not for the strong hands of my children, those who know me, I'm not sure if suicide would have been an option. We all attempt to speak about this topic in a very gentle and sensitive way, manner. I think that it's a real thought for human beings. After all, the brain is self-destructive when it's not fed properly. And someone might care to challenge what's properly. Like group talk, I've done everything right, and the hand that I've been dealt is just not fair. And I understand that. I remember those feelings, those deep feelings of disappointment. And I'm not one that has done everything right. But yet, I've experienced the unfairness, the unjust circumstances, situations that I've encountered over the years. So Group Talk responded to this very sensitive topic by sharing or stating, just hang on, there's a new dawn, there's a new day, just give it one more chance, just one more chance. What could it hurt? So, when is suicide an option? Every day. Every day. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day. And hopes for a tomorrow lies in what you choose to do today. Just don't die and show up. Don't die and show up. It's a brand new day. Brand new dawn. Group Talk wanted to end this weekend with some motivational talk. But then there's those times where a taste of reality must be spoke about. We need not be afraid. Each and every one of us on any given day will have that passing thought. And so Group Talk just wants to say, don't die. Show up. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. You'll never know if you're not there to witness it. So I'm going to say good night for now, and I look forward to hearing from you guys. Hold on tight to you. Hold on tight to your star player, and that is you. With all the imperfections, with all the doubts, with all the fears, with all the thoughts, just hang on to you. After all, if the world didn't need you, you wouldn't have been born. You were born for a reason, and you definitely were intended out of love. So, hang in there, don't die, show up. Good night. Hello all, Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. This week, Group Talk received several requests for this next topic of discussion. We were asked, when is suicide an option? I must say that my callers were between the ages of 19 and 45. And they expressed the trials and tribulations that they are currently addressing or dealing with. We have been discussing and exploring various topics that can be helpful in providing priority, self-importance, just our views about the world and our current living situation. We've talked about the differences between healthy and unhealthy expectations that most of us agreed over years turn into premeditated resentments, anger, deep, deep disappointments. We've talked about how to get back to loving ourselves enough to change, take risk, participate more in our life. We've talked about being aware of whether or not we are preparing ourselves for the goals that we've set for ourselves, and whether or not the expectations, or I should say, the irrational demands that we make on ourselves, which at times we don't have the energy to meet, therefore someone else would probably struggle with it as well. Irrational demands that we make on ourselves leaves us feeling vulnerable. We display and practice low frustration tolerance for the smallest of things. I often ponder that question. And I'm not sure if it's because of my age, but one of the things that keep me standing, holding on, oh, and trust me, there's some days that my hands are slipping from the rope that I hold on to, more so than I'd like to admit. And I know for me, it is about having a priority, being relevant in the world, not just to a person or persons. Someone recently asked, how do you keep it together? And my answer is always mostly the same, one day at a time. I just do it one day at a time, one problem at a time, one circumstance at a time, one day at a time. Because I know for me, if I think forward too much, I create a sadness inside of me, a fear inside of me. So I practice remaining mindful of where I'm stepping, what I'm thinking, what I'm holding on to that is of little use to me in the moment. It may have meant a great deal to me in the past, but in my present moment, it does not. We've talked about the importance of being willing to forgive. And I'm not talking about forgiveness of others. I'm talking about forgiving ourselves for beating ourselves over the head with negative connotations, negative self-talk, holding on to the world's woes or our closest friends and families and children, holding on to what we cannot change or control. We've talked about having a priority in our life, a goal in our life. For me, each day that I get up, and I know we all have them, you know, positive affirmations hanging on our walls that we read and we try to absorb so that we are armored up when we go out into the world. And more times than I like to agree to or admit, that armor is not as tough as I need it to be. We've talked about self-care resistance, bargaining, you know, sort of like, I know that I will be okay if I could just, I know that things will turn out all right if they just, if those things are in place, I know that I'll be all right. Those irrational demands. We talked about and allowing paralyzing fear because of past experiences to interrupt, interfere, and for some of us, stop us in our tracks from taking that leap of faith. And I must say that I'm not so great in that area. It's like I got bit by that snake. I'm not going to go pick up another snake because I believe it will bite me. After all, that's what snakes do. But I try not to allow it to stop me from being of assistance to the wounded snake. The goal is that I learn to keep my distance, handle the snake with caution. We've talked about how to reduce the stress in our life. We've talked about how do I live in the one day at a time and not allow yesterday's mistakes, yesterday's trauma, yesterday's mishaps to interfere with this new day that I awake to. It's amazing that we now have opportunity to talk to each other, soothe each other. And when I say that, I go back to those folks whom, without their endurance, there would be no us. When I am reminded and allow myself to be reminded of the night terror, the horror of my history, and not just African American history, I talk about all races. We look back in our histories. We look back at some of the things that have been said and done. And we hear it, but I don't know if we're listening to it. We've had so many examples placed before us in our life. But I tell you, life can throw some hard balls. I can't tell you how many times that I've felt the ball hit me upside the head, front, back, side, atop. I want to speak clearly when I say just one more try. Each day that we wake up with a gift to do it differently, to think it differently. We wake up one more day to see the sunshine, to see the moon rise, the rains that fall upon the earth. We are given another chance to make our dedication to the world. And I think that's kind of what I meant when I said it's probably my age, because I remember 19 to 45. I remember it. I just don't relive it. I can talk about it, but I don't hold on to it. That comes with practice over years. Because I personally have hit some bottoms in my life where, if not for the strong hands of my children, those who know me, I'm not sure if suicide would have been an option. We all attempt to speak about this topic in a very gentle and sensitive way, manner. I think that it's a real thought for human beings. After all, the brain is self-destructive when it's not fed properly. And someone might care to challenge what's properly. Like group talk, I've done everything right, and the hand that I've been dealt is just not fair. And I understand that. I remember those feelings, those deep feelings of disappointment. And I'm not one that has done everything right. But yet, I've experienced the unfairness, the unjust circumstances, situations that I've encountered over the years. So group talk responded to this very sensitive topic by sharing or stating, just hang on. There's a new dawn. There's a new day. Just give it one more chance. Just one more chance. What could it hurt? So, when is suicide an option? Every day. Every day. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day. And the hopes for a tomorrow lies in what you choose to do today. Just don't die and show up. Don't die and show up. It's a brand new day. Brand new dawn. group talk wanted to end this weekend with some motivational talk. But then there's those times where a taste of reality must be spoke about. We need not be afraid. Each and every one of us on any given day will have that passing thought. And so group talk just wants to say, don't die. Show up. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. You'll never know if you're not there to witness it. So I'm going to say good night for now. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. Hold on tight to you. Hold on tight to your star player, and that is you. With all the imperfections, with all the doubts, with all the fears, with all the thoughts, just hang on to you. After all, if the world didn't need you, you wouldn't have been born. You were born for a reason. And you definitely were intended out of love. So, hang in there. Don't die. Show up. Good night.